Good morning. This is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Sunday, December 8th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Cook City Super 8 and Bear Claw Bobs and Bridger Bowl. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. This morning it is snowing across the advisory area, and snow will continue through this afternoon. At 6 a.m., the mountains near West Yellowstone have 6 to 10 inches of new snow. Near Cook City has 8 inches, Big Sky has 4 inches, and near Bozeman has 1 to 2 inches. Wind is westerly at 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts in the 40s, and temperatures are 20s to low 30s Fahrenheit. Today, temperatures will drop to the low 20s and teens. Wind will be west to northwest at 20 to 30 miles per hour, and the mountains will get 5 to 8 inches of snow by tonight. In the mountains near West Yellowstone, heavy new snow and strong wind are overloading a very weak snowpack and creating dangerous avalanche conditions. Avalanches can easily be triggered and will break on a layer of weak, sugary snow at the base of the snowpack. Avalanches will be large and can be triggered on low-angle terrain below steep slopes. Natural avalanches are likely on wind-loaded slopes where the biggest slabs of snow will grow through the day. Avoid travel on and underneath steep slopes. Avalanche danger is high on wind-loaded slopes and considerable on all other slopes in the mountains near West Yellowstone. The mountains near Big Sky and Taylor Fork have a weak, sugary layer of facets at the base of the snowpack. This poor snow structure is similar to the mountains near West Yellowstone, but half as much new snow is expected near Big Sky and the Taylor Fork. Today, new snow and strong wind will increase the avalanche danger and make avalanches easy to trigger. Avalanches breaking on sugary weak snow can be triggered from lower angle terrain below steep slopes. Natural avalanches are possible on wind-loaded slopes as they are loaded through today. Avalanche danger is considerable in the Madison Range near Big Sky and the Taylor Fork and the Southern Gallatin Range. The mountains near Cook City have a snowpack that lacks widespread buried weak layers, and avalanches will mostly break directly below the new snow from last night and today, which will total over a foot of snow equal to at least 1 inch of snow water equivalent. Danger will increase through the day, and avalanches will be largest and easy to trigger where strong winds drift new snow into thick slabs. Avoid steep wind-loaded slopes, practice cautious route finding and conservative terrain selection. Avalanche danger is considerable today in the mountains near Cook City. In the Bridger Range and Highlight, avalanches will break on the interface below the new snow or on weak layers buried a few inches below this interface. Strong wind will drift new snow into fresh slabs that are easy to trigger. Expect danger to increase as snow piles up through today. Avalanches will become larger and easier to trigger. Carefully assess the stability of the new snow before riding in steep terrain. On Tuesday and Thursday, Bridger Bowl Ski Patrol triggered hard slab avalanches that broke on a thin layer of facets. You can trigger similar slides today on heavily wind-loaded slopes near the ridgeline, such as the upper third of Saddle Peak. New snow and wind will create fresh slabs that are possible to trigger today, and the avalanche danger is moderate in the Bridger Range and Northern Gallatin Range. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief they are. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 406-587-6984. Thanks and enjoy the new snow today.